This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and today I'm with Dr. Melissa Billing with Murphy Brown. Melissa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, welcome to Iowa from North Carolina.
Thank you.
We are actually here at a SwineLink event, and it's an event focused for women who are in the swine industry, specifically in swine medicine. So my first question for you, Melissa, how did you get involved? Did you know when you went into vet school that this was going to be the particular expertise you were going to focus on?
Well, actually, I wanted to be a veterinarian since I was 6 years old. However, I assumed that I would probably go into small animal medicine, companion animal medicine. It wasn't until actually right before I went into vet school that I went to work on a sow farm in Ohio. And I fell in love with pigs at that time, and so I started vet school knowing that I wanted to do pigs, but it wasn't until just the summer before vet school that I decided that.
So you actually were a little bit ahead of other people potentially when going into vet school knowing what you wanted to specialize in.
Perhaps. When I was in vet school, I chose to concentrate on mixed animal because I wasn't familiar enough with the industry to know what opportunities were available in the swine industry when I graduated. So I tried to keep all my options open and studied mixed animal with the thought in the back of my mind that hopefully I'd be able to find a job in the swine industry. And I'd heard a rumor in school, and I don't know if it was a scare tactic or what, but I've heard other vet students have heard this rumor that, you know, the swine industry is consolidating so much that within, you know, 10 years, there will only be a need for 250 swine veterinarians in the whole country. And so I was scared by that, and I thought that maybe I wouldn't be able to get a job in the industry because I wasn't sure if I would be one of those chosen 250 individuals. But as it turns out, I think if you look at the ASV, which is the American Association of Swine Veterinarians, if you look at their yearly members and their attendance at the meeting, it just continues to grow. So whoever started that rumor, it turns out they were incorrect.
Well, maybe they started it to get more people into it. Who knows? But, well, obviously you did find a position in the swine industry. And so how have you found that? Has it been challenging coming in as a woman, especially practicing in the South in an industry that's tended to be male dominant?
I have come into a position that actually my first boss was a woman veterinarian, a woman swine veterinarian, and so I really looked up to her as a role model to show me the way in the swine industry and in the profession. It is still a male-dominated profession, but I've definitely noticed through the 8 years that I've been in practice that the number of women in the industry is growing. So I think that's a testament to role models that like Dr. Mary Bottrell, who I had, and others in the industry.
Now, how did you get involved in SwineLink?
Well, actually, this is my first year attending SwineLink. I have heard about it from other people who have went to different events, and they had a good time and had a good experience, and so they recommended it to me.
And what so far has been maybe the most beneficial or most helpful for you over the past 2 days?
Well, I really enjoyed interacting with the other participants at the meeting and getting to network with some other professional swine women throughout the industry. And actually, I've participated in similar events with other companies, but those were 100% geared toward swine veterinarians that were women, and this one is unique in that it includes other professionals in the industry that are women, not just veterinarians.
For women who are looking at, whether they're looking at going into vet school or just started and haven't decided what they want to specialize in or even in the industry, what's a word of advice that you have for them?
Well, I would definitely tell them to keep an open mind and research several different opportunities. Make sure you investigate several possibilities and then choose the one that you like the best. So make sure you visit several different integrators and companies and practices so that you can get a feeling for how everybody does things different, because even if you just go to one place and you don't like that kind of job, you know, maybe someone does it differently.
Great, thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.